possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. Maria, you're laughing over there. Do you like my intro?
I love that intro because it's so true. Do not open up the microphone and not have something important to say.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I love that. Every time I hear it, I have to smile.
Well, good. I'm glad it makes you smile and not want to throw, you know, paper at me or shoot a rubber band at me.
Oh, heavens no. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
No, I wasn't here last week, and that was due to a mix-up in schedule. I had to go fill in for Reardon on Monday. I was supposed to be in on Monday instead of Wednesday, and then I had to fill in for Reardon over on 97.1. And anyway.
Well, I missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too. Mm-hmm. And I'm back in the saddle here tonight at Your Service. So glad I missed all of you too. And I'm glad that you're with us this evening. I did get several emails this week. Hey, Brad, where are you? You were supposed to be on Monday night. What happened? And so I had to, explain my schedule. So anyway, I'm glad that you are here with us this evening as well. It was a great Cardinals game. I was listening to most of it, missed the final, but still 13-4 Cardinals over the Nationals. So that was a good game. And I can't wait for Cardinals baseball. Speaking of which, if you think of the opening home opener here for Cardinals baseball, of course you think of Kegs and Eggs. So I want to make sure that if you want to enjoy Kegs and Eggs, you can go over to KMOX.com, get your tickets. I'll be there. I'll be there talking mostly at Kegs and Eggs for the last like 4 years. When I run into Mark Cox, he does the morning show over on 97.1. He always says the same thing to me at Kegs and Eggs. He says, Brad, I hear you. You fill in for Annie Fry. You fill in for Mark Reardon. Why don't you ever fill in for me? And I explained to him every time, Mark, dude, your show starts at like 5 a.m. I didn't even know that 5 o'clock showed up twice a day on a clock. I can't even start talking until about my third cup of coffee. So there is no part of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse where I'm going to be filling in for a guy at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's just not going to happen. So I'm sure at Kegs and Eggs this year, he'll ask me the exact same thing. And, you know, I'll give him the same answer. But I would like to see you at Kegs and Eggs this year. That's on the home opener. Just go to, again, KMOX.com. And you can find out all that you need to know about coming to this annual event, Kegs and Eggs, sponsored by Camo X. I got to tell you, I only have a couple of minutes here before the break, but I made a rookie move last week. And I got to set it up like this, and you'll see where I'm coming from. I can't fold. I don't know what it is. I can't wrap packages. I can't fold towels. I just can't do those things. I don't know why. It's not in my genetic code. I have no idea. So I can't fold. So I make the bed all the time at the Young household, but I can't do the changing of the sheets because it's kind of like folding. We got to fold it under the bed and get it just right. Anyway, I'm terrible at that. So my rookie move is, and if you are either a husband or have a husband, you'll know that in chapter one of the Husband Handbook, it says, if you don't want to do something, make sure that you do it poorly, and your wife will never ask you to do it again. That's in chapter one of the Husband Handbook. So I didn't have to try to do to change the sheets on the bed poorly. Just came naturally. I was naturally bad at it. So last week, my wife falls asleep. I didn't want to wake her up because we needed to change the sheets, so I did it. Of course, it took me like half an hour, and I was very meticulous. Anyway, I got it done. And of course, then my wife said, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. Now that I know that you can change the sheets, you're going to be doing this all the time because you did a great job. That's why I said it was a rookie move. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to husbands out there that it was nice to do something nice for my wife. But now I'm going to be saddled apparently with changing the sheets on the bed from here on out. So you can learn though from my mistakes. I'm here from you, and I make the mistakes. I tell you about my mistakes, and then you can learn from those mistakes. So be careful out there in terms of what you're doing. But no, truly, jokes aside, love is a sacrifice. I heard someone last week say they had something going on and they said, oh, this is just my cross to bear. And I said, well, really, that's not really what that means. I mean, the phrase, that's your cross to bear, if you're a Christian, you'll know that that's a phrase that comes, it alludes to the fact that Jesus carried the cross. But he carried the cross for other people, not for himself. And so when someone says, this is my cross to bear, they usually mean they're doing something, that something's happening to them, and they're having to go through this because of something that's happening to them. But really the phrase, this is my cross to bear, applies to when you're doing something and sacrificing for somebody else. So that phrase completely drives me crazy, just like when people say, I could care less. I'm like, well, if you could care less, that means there's some degree of caring less than where you currently are. I think what you meant to say is I could not care less, but people mess that up all the time too. Anyway, back to my point here before we go to the break. That is that love is a sacrifice. And, you know, even if it was a minuscule sacrifice of changing the sheets, I did it. But now I'm afraid it's going to go into the husband to-do list at the Young household. So just be careful. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, lots of topics that I have in the stack of stuff this evening, including St. Louis County is getting Rams settlement money. They've already got it for a long time, but they're just now deciding how to spend it. If somebody asked you, here's $170 million, how should you spend it for the benefit of St. Louis County? What would you say? I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Call or text 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Matt Pajeski, for the best bumper music in the business, Money. That's right. We're talking money, and St. Louis County has got some money to spend. And isn't it interesting, when governments get money, they're just really anxious to spend that money and then get more money. That's just how government works, isn't it? But we've talked at length here on At Your Service over the last year or so about how St. Louis City should divvy up their money. Theirs is close to about $400 million. I think it's $300 million, I think, is in this, something give or take, in the city. But the county has got a lot less money to spend because of how they divvied up the settlement money. So in St. Louis County, what we're looking at is approximately $178 million that St. Louis County is sitting on in a bank account. Now, this is interesting. It's a little off topic, but this is interesting nonetheless. And that is that the original settlement money was $169 million from the settlement in 2021. But since that time, St. Louis County put that in a high interest account, and they have already earned about almost $9 million just in interest while this money's been sitting in a bank account. So now it's up to about $178 million. And the question is, how should they spend it? How should St. Louis County spend this money, if at all? Now, for the city, we took calls one night. I think it went 2 hours. We took calls all during the show about how to spend this money in the city. And lots of folks had some great ideas. My idea was for the city to put that money into an interest-bearing account. And from that account, even buy CDs with it, the city, St. Louis City, would earn about $12 to $14 million a year in interest. And from that interest, they could then designate money for specific funds. So for 1 year, you say we're going to spend it on roads. For another year, we say we're going to spend it on upgrading the sewer system. On 1 year, we say we're going to spend it on improving our trash pickup. 1 year, we're going to fund more police officers or more overtime for cops. I mean, if you put that into an interest-bearing account, you essentially have a pool of money into infinity to use at your disposal. Now, I'm also on record by saying that makes way too much sense for the city to do, so I don't think there's any chance that they're going to do that. But the county has got less money. They've got about half as much money to spend. So the question is, how do you spend it? And we have one proposal. County Councilman Mark Harder from Baldwin, he introduced a bill that would say that we should be using $20 million of that $178 million. $20 million of it should go towards repairing St. Louis County roads. Now, here's what I didn't know until I read this yesterday, and that is that St. Louis County has 478 miles of main roads that are in poor condition, but that 66%, actually, there's a total of 1,400 miles of road in St. Louis County. And out of that 1,400 miles, 66% of those roads are in subdivisions. And over 478 miles of the county's main roads are listed in poor condition. Now, we just had one person text in, said, I would put the money towards local law enforcement, increase staff and prosecutions, and crack down on expired license plates. That is a great answer because expired temp tags, I mean, you know how I feel about expired temp tags. I think those folks should be pulled over and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent allowed by law. They're not only breaking the law, but they're doing it in an open and obvious and a flaunting manner. And basically they're saying, I don't have to pay taxes. I'm glad that you do. And to me, that's insulting. So yes, that's a fantastic idea. But for this, Mark Harder says spend $20 million on roads. Is that a good idea? I don't know. I can tell you, how many times have you had problems with potholes? I mean, potholes are notorious. I love the story from California. This was, I guess, probably in December. There was a pothole in wherever Arnold Schwarzenegger lives. And I wish I could do an Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think I'm like the only guy who cannot do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Matt Pajeski, can you do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
I can, Brad.
Yeah, see? Matt Pajeski. There you go. Very good. I can't do it at all. So Arnold finds this pothole and he shoots video and it goes viral of him repairing a pothole on some major thoroughfare in Los Angeles, only to find out the next day that it wasn't a pothole. It was, in fact, a trench that was dug to repair a water line. And so the city had to come through and dig up the patch that Arnold laid down in order to finish replacing the water line before they could redo the road. And that was kind of funny. It was just a great video to watch, you know, Arnold single-handedly patching what he thought was a pothole on some major thoroughfare. It was pretty funny. But should we be doing it for that? Well, I like the idea of our texter that we can divide this money up into separate pools, some for law enforcement, some for increased staff for prosecuting in the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, and even crack down on expired license plates. Why can't we use the money for that? You know, there's this, you've heard me talk about this before. There's a theory, and I think it's a proven theory, on law enforcement. It's called the broken windows idea. And the broken windows idea goes like this, that if you allow broken windows in a neighborhood, in a community, that then people start to think, well, broken windows are okay, so it's okay if I have my car up on blocks. And it's okay if my house is in disrepair. And if my house is in disrepair, it's okay if homeless people want to come in and inhabit the uninhabited homes, because what difference does it make? The whole neighborhood looks kind of run down. And then we can start stealing cars and start stealing, breaking into cars rather, to steal things that are in there. And then so it leads, one thing leads to another. And so much like the highly vaunted butterfly effect, where two seemingly unconnected things are actually connected by a string of events, you can decrease crime, serious crime, by simply enforcing smaller crimes and make sure that people are, those smaller statutes are enforced so that small crimes are not committed. I think the validity of the broken windows theory was proven in New York City during the Rudy Giuliani. Now, I'm not a Rudy Giuliani fan these days. He drinks too much, gets swindled, and wears hair dye. I'm not sure what's up with that. But back in the day when he was mayor of New York City, he did some great things. And it made New York City really safe when in years past it was really just a cesspool. And he turned it around by using this broken windows theory. Can't we do the same in St. Louis County? Can't we use the same broken windows theory to improve some of the rundown neighborhoods, to increase law enforcement, to actually enforce the temp tag violations, to make sure that people know that if you got to pay the taxes on your car so that the government can function properly? Why can't we do that? To me, that would be an excellent, excellent way to invest some of that money. But not all $178 million of it. I mean, that's a lot of money. And so my hope is that you could have kind of a modified idea where maybe take half of that money, invest it, use that interest in ongoing projects, and then use the remainder of that money to do the things we've talked about today. Improve law enforcement, improve streets even, and increase prosecution. We also had someone just text in, say, just don't build another big freezer morgue like the doofus in charge of the county did with the first round of COVID money. Yeah, that's true. We built this enormous morgue that basically goes unused. I guess you could use it as a cooling center in the winter, but that would be, or I mean, a cooling center in the summer, rather, when for people who don't have air conditioning. But let's face it, that'd be kind of creepy. Hey, I got to take a break. When we come back, more on that. Also, should Missouri legalize psychedelic drugs? And should we be basing troops in Taiwan? We run the gamut of global issues here on At Your Service. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to At Your Service. I've said this before. KMOX has the most intelligent audience in radio today. And I'm not pandering. I'm not patronizing. I'm giving you the straight answer. Because during the break, I got this text, and it's a great question. Brad, how did the mismanaged city get $300 million with the population below 300,000 and the county population near 1 million gets $165 million? Great, great question. As with any type of litigation, the amount of damages that you can recover, the amount of money you can recover, is dependent upon the amount of damages that you've suffered, right? So if you're in a car accident and your medical bills are $10,000, then the settlement will be based on damages of $10,000 plus pain and suffering. However, if you're in an automobile accident and your medical bills are $200,000, your potential settlement is going to be much higher. The jury award is going to be much higher. Why? Because your damages are greater. All right, that's litigation 101. So in this instance, there were three litigants in the lawsuit against Stan Kroenke, which, by the way, I really have to brag on the law firms who represented the plaintiffs in this case, because this case should have been worth zero. No city has ever in the history of the NFL sued based upon a team leaving and won. And there was what's called an arbitration clause, even though it was flawed. And the plaintiff's attorneys in this case figured out how to get around that arbitration clause, which would have made the case worth nothing or a couple of million dollars, and instead turned it into almost $1 billion of settlement money. And if they would have gone to trial, I think it would have been closer to $2 billion. But they didn't, and that's a story for another day. But nevertheless, back to the damages issue. So the three plaintiffs in this case were St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and the sports authority that runs the Dome. So of those three, they had to decide in advance, how do we split up any settlement money or a jury award? And they did it based upon a percentage of the damages suffered by each of those three entities. Now, you may say, how did the county suffer any damages? The Dome is in the city. The Rams were in the city. How would the county suffer any damages? But one of the things that the county helped fund the ongoing operations of the Dome, St. Louis County helped fund the Rams coming to St. Louis and helped fund ongoing operations with the Dome. But they did so based upon taxes that were paid for hotels. It all came from hotel taxes. Now, in the world of politics, hotel taxes are the most favorite taxes of all politicians, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Socialist, and everything in between. They love, love, love hotel taxes. Why? Because in theory, who pays a hotel tax? If you're staying in a hotel in St. Louis County, you're probably not from St. Louis County. Because if you were, you wouldn't stay at a hotel. You'd stay in your house, right? Or stay at your mom's house or your brother's house or whatever. You're not going to stay in a hotel. So the majority of people who stay in a hotel do so who are from out of town. And so politicians love to tax people who don't vote for them, right? So if someone's coming from Michigan to stay in a hotel in St. Louis County, they can't vote for you one way or the other. So taxing them is open season from the perspective of a politician. So the county was gambling, so to speak. They were anticipating, is a better word, that they would get X number of dollars in tax revenue from hotel taxes. And because of that, then, when the Rams left town, the St. Louis County could argue that our tax revenue from the hotel taxes went down because there were no Rams games that brought people in from out of town that would bolster hotel taxes. So that's a very long explanation for this idea, that the St. Louis City had the most damages from the Rams leaving. They spent money to try to keep the Rams here. They invested money to have diagrams and have architects draw plans up for a new stadium. They paid a lot of legal fees, which, again, as my wife always says, it's not a bad thing when the lawyers get paid. So they just spent money on that. And then the sports authority that controls what used to be the Edward Jones Dome, they received a certain amount of money. And then the county received less money because they had the fewest amount of damages. So thanks for the text. That's a very, very long explanation as to how tax money was distributed. But I do want to mention one other thing, and that is this. There was a lot of pushback against the law firms. There were several different plaintiff law firms who were representing the city, the county, and the sports authority. And they agreed to do it on a contingency fee. At the end of the day, they got over $200 million in fees. And a lot of folks were saying, wow, that is way too much money. Well, they shouldn't get that much money in attorney's fees. And yet, they took all the risk. Those law firms, if they had been working hourly, they would have made a lot of money. But they didn't. They took it on a contingency fee. And so if this litigation would have gone nowhere, like every other single lawsuit ever filed in response to an NFL team leaving a city, they would have gotten zero. They would have invested tens and tens of thousands of hours of work and gotten paid zero for that. So in response to that risk, yeah, they did pretty well. But isn't that really what capitalism is all about? If you take a risk, you're entitled to a reward. And they took that risk and they got that reward. Ed's been holding for a while. Hey, Ed, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. About 25 years ago, I was at a county council meeting, and a very quiet and a very smart councilman just said, you know, some year the hotel motel tax is not going to be able to cover the sports debt. And I'm just wondering how many years the county has been dipping into general or special appropriations or other accounts to keep that going. They fund.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to At Your Service. I've said this before, KMOX has the most intelligent audience in radio today. And I'm not pandering, I'm not patronizing, I'm giving you the straight answer. Because during the break, I got this text, and it's a great question. Brad, how did the mismanaged city get $300 million with the population below 300,000 and the county population near 1 million gets $165 million? Great, great question. As with any type of litigation, the amount of damages that you can recover, the amount of money you can recover, is dependent upon the amount of damages that you've suffered, right? So if you're in a car accident and your medical bills are $10,000, then the settlement will be based on damages of $10,000 plus pain and suffering. However, if you're in an automobile accident and your medical bills are $200,000, your potential settlement is going to be much higher. The jury award is going to be much higher. Why? Because your damages are greater, right? That's litigation 101. So in this instance, there were three litigants in the lawsuit against Stan Kroenke, which, by the way, I really have to brag on the law firms who represented the plaintiffs in this case, because this case should have been worth zero. No city has ever in the history of the NFL sued based upon a team leaving and won. And there was what's called an arbitration clause, even though it was flawed. And the plaintiff's attorneys in this case figured out how to get around that arbitration clause, which would have made the case worth nothing or a couple of million dollars, and instead turned it into almost $1 billion of settlement money. And if they would have gone to trial, I think it would have been closer to $2 billion. But they didn't, and that's a story for another day. But nevertheless, back to the damages issue. So the three plaintiffs in this case were St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and the sports authority that runs the Dome. So of those three, they had to decide in advance, how do we split up any settlement money or a jury award? And they did it based upon a percentage of the damages suffered by each of those three entities. Now, you may say, how did the county suffer any damages? The Dome is in the city. The Rams were in the city. How would the county suffer any damages? But one of the things that the county helped fund the ongoing operations of the Dome. St. Louis County helped fund the Rams coming to St. Louis and helped fund ongoing operations with the Dome. But they did so based upon taxes that were paid for hotels. It all came from hotel taxes. Now, in the world of politics, hotel taxes are the most favorite taxes of all politicians, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Socialist, and everything in between. They love, love, love hotel taxes. Why? Because in theory, who pays a hotel tax? If you're staying in a hotel in St. Louis County, you're probably not from St. Louis County. Because if you were, you wouldn't stay at a hotel. You'd stay in your house, right? Or stay at your mom's house or your brother's house or whatever. You're not going to stay in a hotel. So the majority of people who stay in a hotel do so who are from out of town. And so politicians love to tax people who don't vote for them, right? So if someone's coming from Michigan to stay in a hotel in St. Louis County, they can't vote for you one way or the other. So taxing them is open season from the perspective of a politician. So the county was gambling, so to speak. They were anticipating, is a better word, that they would get X number of dollars in tax revenue from hotel taxes. And because of that, then, when the Rams left town, the St. Louis County could argue that our tax revenue from the hotel taxes went down because there were no Rams games that brought people in from out of town that would bolster hotel taxes. So that's a very long explanation for this idea, that the St. Louis City had the most damages from the Rams leaving. They spent money to try to keep the Rams here. They invested money to have diagrams and have architects draw plans up for a new stadium. They paid a lot of legal fees, which, again, as my wife always says, it's not a bad thing when the lawyers get paid. So they just spent money on that. And then the sports authority that controls what used to be the Edward Jones Dome, they received a certain amount of money, and then the county received less money because they had the fewest amount of damages. So thanks for the text. That's a very, very long explanation as to how tax money was distributed. But I do want to mention one other thing, and that is this. There was a lot of pushback against the law firms. There were several different plaintiff law firms who were representing the city, the county, and the sports authority. And they agreed to do it on a contingency fee. At the end of the day, they got over $200 million in fees. And a lot of folks were saying, wow, that is way too much money. Well, they shouldn't get that much money in attorney's fees. And yet, they took all the risk. Those law firms, if they had been working hourly, they would have made a lot of money. But they didn't. They took it on a contingency fee. And so if this litigation would have gone nowhere, like every other single lawsuit ever filed in response to an NFL team leaving a city, they would have gotten zero. They would have invested tens of thousands of hours of work and gotten paid zero for that. So in response to that risk, yeah, they did pretty well. But isn't that really what capitalism is all about? If you take a risk, you're entitled to a reward. And they took that risk and they got that reward. Ed's been holding for a while. Hey, Ed, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. About 25 years ago, I was at a county council meeting, and a very quiet and a very smart councilman just said, you know, some year the hotel motel tax is not going to be able to cover the sports debt. And I'm just wondering how many years the county has been dipping into general or special appropriations or other accounts to keep that going. They fund 3/4 at least over the city. That is scary when you consider the other debts that the county is carrying on 30-year and roll over another 30.
Wow. I did not realize that, Ed. So this is something that you personally heard.
Well, yes, for many years there was always a surplus. Because they were paying off baseball, several things at the same time. And, of course, some run down, but they kept renewing the debt. And I just like an update from council. They're going into this now to find out if indeed that the hotel motel tax is not covering it. And there are two taxes. There are double taxes on our visitors who come here, and also they come in to do other things than sports. They come mm-hmm. in for weddings. They come sure. in for banquets.
Lots
they
of things.
They come in for business meetings.
Well, Ed, I appreciate you sharing that pearl of wisdom, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for calling in and sharing that.
You got it.
Thank you. I want to go right now. I received a text. We've got St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman on the line. Hey, Steve, great to talk to you, sir.
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and you have a unique perspective here because I'm talking in generalities, and yet you deal in the world of specifics. So tell us a little bit about how the cost of this dome was paid by state taxpayers. How did that work?
Well, I was in my first term as a state rep in, what was it, 91, I think, when this was approved in the General Assembly. And half of the cost of the dome was paid for by state taxpayers. I didn't vote for the for the bill that did that or the appropriation mm-hmm. that did it, but it was just in the last year or two that the state's share of that of half the cost was actually paid off. And what was even worse about the bill is worse than making the taxpayers from all the state pay for it. Was the fact that the majority party at the time was able to create a stadium authority, and they gave the majority of the members of that authority to the city, to the mayor, or to the county executive in St. Louis to make those appointments.
Mm.
And while the state taxpayers paid half of the cost, as you were correct, visitors paid the other half, not the city, not the county, but visitors to the city and county. And even though the half the cost was paid for by the state, the governor only gets to appoint a minority of the members, and that's why when they divided this money up, I would have argued that at least half the money should have gone, you know, if not to the city, at least should have gone to the city and county with instructions to use it for something that all of the taxpayers of the state could take advantage of, be it
yes.
the airport, our roads, our the zoo, or some zoo and DMV institution. But, of course, that's not what happened. And the legislature could have changed the that board for years and just never got around to it again.
Well, see, now that's a perspective that I simply wasn't aware of. I mean, I've read almost everything that could be read about how this money was divvied up and how they came up with their damages. And that is a perspective, Steve, that I was not aware of. We're talking, if you just joined us, we're talking to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. And so because of the makeup of the Stadium Authority, it seems like now that the divvying up of the settlement money wasn't necessarily going to those who were actually damaged. If, in fact, as you talked about, under state law, the taxpayers of Missouri fronted half the cost for the dome.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, the city and county will collect less, might collect less hotel and motel, although I'm not sure that the football fans stayed in the hotels and motels that much. What the damage was done to the dome. Because now we got a dome that we just finished paying for, and we got nobody to use.
Right.
So you would think that the first dollar or whatever it took would go to make sure that whatever we need to do with that dome to make it relevant, that that would be the first thing that would have been paid for, and then what was left could be divided again to the city or county. But they should use it to benefit all the taxpayers in the state of Missouri who come there to visit.
Right. So what would that, and we've got about 2 minutes left here, Steve, in this segment, but what would you define that to be? In other words, spending money on things that would benefit taxpayers and the citizens, what would that be? Would roads be included? Would road repair? What else would fall under that category from your perspective?
From my perspective, number one on the list would be the airport. You know, already the airport is something that is totally financed by user fees and by federal grants. The city of St. Louis doesn't put any of its money into paying off those bonds that are sold to finance the airport. In fact, the city takes $6.5 million out of the airport every year and takes it downtown and puts it in their budget. And I'm not sure what happens to it. So I would start with the airport. After that, I would go to any of the DMV institutions, which we know attract people from all over the state.
Yes.
You know, and I tell you the other thing I'd do, I would do something to synchronize the traffic lights downtown. I mean, we have a program to synchronize our lights in St. Charles County, and I'm spoiled. I go downtown, and I sit there at a red light for 2 or 3 minutes, and there's nobody crossing in front of me. That doesn't have to be. And when you go to a Cardinal game, if that was all those lights were on a computer system, you could get away a lot easier, not to mention just making it safer. So
yeah.
Those would be the number one, two, and three things I would look at.
Well, I think it's interesting, Steve. I think I saw you the other day downtown because you are the only guy who actually stops at stoplights downtown. So that's how I knew it was you, because I've never seen people stopping at stoplights.
Well, that's a habit I got into living in St. Charles County.
Hey, Steve, I really appreciate you calling in this evening, sir. You added a lot to our discussion, and I am indebted to you. Thanks for taking the time to give us a call.
We were down in Memphis trying to make a deal that would really help the people of St. Charles County in the region. And we're on the way back or around Cape Girardeau and turned you on, and we've enjoyed listening to you.
Very good. Hey, safe travels, my friend, and I will talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care.
That was County Executive, St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman calling in on the Overhead Door Company of St. Louis guest line. And appreciate you calling in, Steve. That was a great addition to the show. We've got to take a break. If you've got some more thoughts about how we should spend this money for the Rams, would love to hear your thoughts. Call or text 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Choris hosts the King of OX Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts, Saturday at 11 on The Voice of St. Louis, King of OX.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. We've gotten a lot of great ideas on the text line. We've gotten several callers with some fantastic ideas. But this might be the best idea ever. John's been holding through the break. Hey, John, welcome to KMOX.
Oh, man, I really appreciate you saying that was the greatest idea, but I have to give credit to my brother, older brother. He's always the one coming up with ideas, and I spread it out to the world. But he said if you take all that money, put it into a low-interest savings account, earn 4% on the year, maybe.
Yeah.
Even higher at some places, and then we throw a party every year.
Throw a party.
He's the head of oncology at the VA over at Jefferson Barracks. So
you're saying that the guy who knows a lot about oncology, he knows how to party.
You got to.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, eventually we all die. We got to live.
Exactly.
That's his motto.
So,
yeah.
So how do you envision this party? I mean, are the drinks for free? Do you just have a big party and people get in for free, but they got to pay their own drinks? I mean, how are you envisioning this party, John?
I'm somewhat of like the hot air balloon event. Something that would be more BYOB. BYOB style. So we're not paying for people's drinks. I mean,
okay.
Historically, that goes bad.
It does. Yeah, free drinks paid by the government. What could go wrong with that?
But hey, if we get Usher, someone like that, and I don't know how much money we can make off that, but I saw the Super Bowl, all of a sudden, I'm relevant to my younger nieces and nephews and my daughter, who's 9, because of Usher. So we got to bring in someone who kind of ties in the generations of, you know, all of a sudden we're relevant, you know, people in our 40s, 50s.
Yep.
And I think just say there's a party in St. Louis on a weekend, and this, you know, settlement money is a part of it. I think people will start coming up with great ideas. Get a committee and say, you know, let's make it somewhat kumbaya, somewhat like let's bash our heads.
Well, the only thing that I would want to have is to have a dart throwing contest at a picture of Stan Kroenke.
There you go. We have the biggest dart board in the world.
Big
every
dart
year.
Board. You throw darts at Stan Kroenke's face. John, that sounds like a party, man. Thank you so much for the great idea.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, great to talk to you, my friend. Hey, we got another hour of fun coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about Taiwan. We're going to talk about whether we should legalize psychedelic drugs. But also, I'm going to be breaking down some of the Supreme Court cases we heard last week involving even the state of Missouri when it comes to the Biden administration specifically telling social media companies what they can or cannot say. This is At Your Service on KMOX. Stick around. One fantastic hour left to go.
Rich Orris hosts the King of OX Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts, Saturday at 11 on The Voice of St. Louis, King of OX.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. We've gotten a lot of great ideas on the text line. We've gotten several callers with some fantastic ideas. But this might be the best idea ever. John's been holding through the break. Hey, John, welcome to KMOX.
Oh, man, I really appreciate you saying that was the greatest idea, but I have to give credit to my brother, older brother. He's always the one coming up with ideas, and I spread it out to the world. But he said if you take all that money, put it into a low-interest savings account, earn 4% on the year, maybe.
Yeah.
Even higher at some places, and then we throw a party every year.
Throw a party.
He's the head of oncology at the VA over at Jefferson Barracks. So
you're saying that the guy who knows a lot about oncology, he knows how to party.
You got to.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, eventually we all die. We got to live.
Exactly.
That's his motto.
So
yeah.
So how do you envision this party? I mean, are the drinks for free? You just have a big party and people get in for free, but they got to pay their own drinks. I mean, how are you envisioning this party, John?
I'm somewhat of like the hot air balloon event. Something that would be more BYOB. BYOB style. So we're not paying for people's drinks. I think historically that goes bad.
It does. Yeah, free drinks paid by the government. What could go wrong with that?
But hey, if we get Usher, someone like that, and I don't know how much money we can make off that, but I saw the Super Bowl, all of a sudden I'm relevant to my younger nieces and nephews and my daughter who's 9 because of Usher. So we got to bring in someone who kind of ties in the generations of, you know, all of a sudden we're relevant, you know, people in our 40s, 50s.
Yep.
And I think just say there's a party in St. Louis on a weekend, and this, you know, settlement money is a part of it. I think people will start coming up with great ideas. Get a committee and say, you know, let's make it somewhat kumbaya, somewhat like let's bash our heads.
Well, the only thing that I would want to have is to have a dart throwing contest at a picture of Stan Kroenke.
There you go. You know, biggest dart board in the world.
Big
every
dart
year.
Board. You throw darts at Stan Kroenke's face. John, that sounds like a party, man. Thank you so much for the great idea.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, great to talk to you, my friend. Hey, we got another hour of fun coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about Taiwan. We're going to talk about whether we should legalize psychedelic drugs, but also I'm going to be breaking down some of the Supreme Court cases we heard last week involving even the state of Missouri when it comes to the Biden administration specifically telling social media companies what they can or cannot say. This is At Your Service on Camo X. Stick around. One fantastic hour left to go.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and
We miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.